Hello, hello? Hello? No, madam, we are on the same line. Please ring off. Hello? Oh, it's a party line, madam. Oh, but... Hello? No, madam, you ring off. Hello, operator, operator. Hello, let us... No, this is not Dr. Schluss. 08, not 07. Hello? This is ridiculous. They keep calling me... Oh, I don't know. Hello? Oh, but madam, what would you like me to do? Huh. Well, you're very rude. Oh. My fault? No, not in the least, not in the least. Hello, hello, operator? They keep ringing me and tying up my line. Everyone is on the same line. Can't you tell that lady to hang up? Hello? Is it you? Oh, is it you? Oh, yes. I can barely hear you. You sound very far away, very far. Hello? Oh, this is dreadful. Everyone is on the same line. Call me back. Hello, call me back. I said call me back. Oh, madam, please ring off. I tell you again that I'm not Dr. Schluss. Oh, hello. Hello? Oh, oh, at last it's you. Yes. It's very well now. Hello? Yes? It was a real effort to hear you with all those people. Oh, yes. Yes? No, I just came a minute ago. You didn't call me earlier, did you? Oh, no, no. I had dinner out. At Marta's. It must be 11:15. Are you at home? Well, then look at the electric clock. I thought so. Yes, yes, dear. Mm-hmm. Last night? Well, last night I went to bed early and I couldn't sleep, so I took a pill. No, only one. 9:00. I had a slight headache, but I got rid of it. Marta came. She had breakfast with me. I did a little shopping, and then I came home. I put all the letters in the yellow bag, and I was going to... What? Very strong. Mm-hmm. Honestly. I have lots and lots of courage. After that... Well, after that I got dressed. Marta came to pick me up, and here I am. I just came from her house. Oh, she's been perfect, really good, perfect. Yeah. Yes, yes, she seems to be like that, but she really isn't. You were right, as usual. The red dress with the fur. My black hat. Yes, I still have my hat on. No, no, no. Not smoking, only 3 cigarettes so far. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, but what about you? Just getting home?
Hello.
Hello, this is Mike Garson. I've got to talk
to you. Mike, my plane leaves in 30 minutes.
I'm in the lobby.
Mike, we went all over it this afternoon.
Just give me 5 minutes.
No use, Mike. I'm going through with it. I thought I'd made that pretty clear.
I met with the committee after I left you.
Oh.
They asked me to see you again.
It won't do any good. Goodbye,
you
Mike.
Shouldn't
wait, don't
so
hang
hard.
Up.
Hello?
We can't talk over
hello,
the phone.
Don't cut us off.
I'm leaving for the airport.
Hello, hello?
I'm right out there with you,
darling.
Mike. What's the use?
Hello. Please, if they cut us off,
right,
call me right back, will you? Of course. Hello, don't cut... No, I'm here. The bag. But your letters
You've
and mine.
You've got to call off the hearings. Too
you
late
can send
now,
for them
even if I
you
wanted
like.
To. You saw the spread it got in the papers?
You can dream up an excuse. You're an expert at it. A postponement, illness,
heart.
Anything.
Save your breath, Mike.
You realize what'll happen if you get yourself out on a limb?
I've been out
darling,
there before.
Don't apologize.
Well,
it's
this
natural.
Time the committee won't go along with you.
And I'm
I
the one
run
that's
the committee.
Seen.
It doesn't run me.
You run the party, too. One more yes. error and they'll let you have it.
You're a smart politician, Mike, but you've guessed wrong before.
I'm not guessing. I'm warning you. I'm speaking for the party
now.
You're going
I didn't think that I was so strong.
I've heard heard that before.
This time it isn't just some crackpot college pinko or some lousy departmental assistant.
I move
this
around
man
like
is
a sleepwalker.
Too big.
I dress,
no
I go out, I come
big.
Back mechanically. Maybe I won't be
there's
so great
There's no one so high
tomorrow.
Or so low as to make him immune to investigation
you?
Where there's the slightest
oh, no.
trace of evidence that his actions
oh.
or beliefs are
but
detrimental
Daddy,
to the interests of this country.
You,
that kind of talk
I'm
is
not just
all
talking,
right
Mike. I'm going ahead with this. You can't stop me. The committee
what?
Can't stop me. The whole party can't stop
of
me. Nothing can stop me.
Not at all. We always agreed to be frank with each other. And it would have been a crime if you left me without telling me about it until the last minute. The shock would have been too cruel. This way I had time to get used to it,
please.
To understand
Jarvis,
it.
Chief Pilot speaking.
We what comedy?
Some trouble in one of our starboard motors, but there is no cause
that I am putting on an act for.
I repeat, there is cause.
Oh
for
no, you know me. I'm
however,
not capable of making myself.
Headwinds and having difficulty
no, not at all.
Altitude.
Not at all. I am very
I
calm.
Have decided to turn back
you would hear
rather
it.
Than continue with one motor
I said you would hear it. My voice doesn't sound as if I'm
delay,
hiding something,
but
does it?
Arrangements are being made for you to board another plane upon landing.
No.
Thank you.
I made up
miss.
My mind to
yes,
be
sir.
Courageous, and I will
How long
be.
Will it take to get back?
About 4 hours, sir.
Oh, that means
please.
We'll be delayed another eight.
But that
I
wasn't
send a wire.
You have time to do that at the terminal.
Even
no,
if you are aware, even
I'll write
if
out my message
expect
and you ask the pilot to
still when it comes,
radio
it upsets you
terminal,
terribly just the same.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
Oh,
you
no, don't.
I'm
no,
sorry,
don't exaggerate.
No personal
you know who I am.
Yes, all sir. The same, I've had time to get
name?
Used to it.
I'm Miss
You've
David.
Been so careful
Miss
to pamper me, to
this
to
message
put me to
concerns
sleep.
An investigation I'm conducting. It is of the utmost urgency.
Well, I don't doubt that,
you acknowledge
sir.
The importance of my message, and yet you refuse
we,
to convey my
we
message
We had too
to
many
pilot.
Things to
it
contend
won't
with.
Good, sir.
You realize
but either you
that
stop
only one
yourself and give
up
5 years of happiness,
I'm very
or
sorry, sir.
It seems to me that you're deliberately obstructing an official investigation that is of vital concern to every loyal citizen of this country.
I'm paying dearly for prices.
Davidson, I'm aware that you won't be the first individual who has hidden behind so-called
happiness.
Regulations
and I
used
don't regret
them as a device to further interests directly
I
opposed to those of the majority of loyal citizens of our country.
I don't regret anything.
Your
anything.
Uncooperative attitude can only cast the gravest doubts on your no, own
you
loyalty, Miss Davidson.
I'm only
no, you are mistaken. You're mistaken.
I'm on fire.
No, I've got what I deserve. I wanted to be crazy. Hello. Listen to me. Darling, let me speak. Don't blame yourself. It's all my fault. Yes, of course. Remember that Sunday at Versailles in the
my
telegram.
My name is Martin.
There.
Inspector Martin of the Immigration Service.
Well, I'm the one who wanted to come. I'm the one who
understand.
Wouldn't listen
where
to you. I'm
it's
the one who said
right,
it made no
sir.
Difference.
You're safe now. Will you follow me, sir?
No.
Where are we? I don't seem to remember.
You'll be all right in a moment. You
but
had a nasty
I called
shock.
First.
The plane. Did we crash?
No.
Yes, you
no.
crashed.
Oh, I'm alive. I've
the
got to send
Tuesday,
a wire.
I'm
there's
sure
no need
of
for
it.
That
Tuesday
now.
Tuesday on the
this is very important. Where's
okay,
the phone I can
a
use?
Monday
there's
evening,
no
the 26th.
Phone. Oh, there must be a phone around here somewhere. What is this
I
dump anyway? I can't see
heart.
Anything. It's so foggy.
The fog will lift soon.
Where are the other passengers?
Hmm?
How many survivors were there?
There were no survivors, sir.
You mean I'm the only one?
Why?
There were no survivors.
What are you
it's
talking
really
about? Are you crazy? I'm here. I'm alive, aren't I? Come on now. I want a straight answer. No double talk. You know who I am?
Yes,
sir.
Perhaps,
I know all about you.
Well, let's have it then.
Oh, no,
it would
no.
be a lot
certainly
easier
not so
for
soon.
You if you
and
figure
you?
It out for yourself.
What's your name?
Inspector Martin of the Immigration Service.
All right,
tomorrow?
Martin. You say you know all about me.
No, it was
then
so
you must
soon.
Be aware of the importance of the work I'm engaged in.
Well, it's very
you
simple.
This, your refusal to cooperate.
Tomorrow morning I leave
the
bag with the concierge.
On your motives.
Joseph will have to
I
stop by.
I can assure
by
you this incident will be investigated thoroughly.
Oh, me.
Now, you'll make
you
things
know.
A lot easier on yourself if you answer my
well,
questions in a straightforward
here.
Manner.
I may spend a few days in the country
any
with
attempt
Martin.
At evasion on your part can only lead me to infer that you have something to conceal.
Yes, he's here. He's
I
like a soul
a
in pain.
Crash.
Yesterday he
I
spent the day between the front door and my
now
room. He'd
here.
Look at me. He'd raise his ears.
There?
He'd listen. He
and
searched
you tell
for
me
you
there
everywhere.
Are no survivors.
He seemed to reproach me for just
and
sitting
you...
there and not searching with him. Now, I think you'd better take him. But if the dog is going to be unhappy...
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, me?
And the fog has lifted, right. hasn't it?
But he's not a woman's dog.
I have so much to do yet.
I'm too careful.
These experiments started not on tape recorders, but on paper.
Better if he stayed with you.
In 1959, Brian Geisen said that writing is 50 years behind painting, and applied the montage technique to words on a page. And this technique had already been used in painting at that time.
It's not so complicated. All you need to say is that he belonged to a friend.
Hat in painting.
He likes Joseph
Brian copied
very
out
Joseph
phrases from newspapers and magazines, then took a scissors and cut these selections into pieces and rearranged the fragments at random. And these cut-up experiments appeared in minutes to go in 1959. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups and rearranged text seem to refer to future events.
Your fur-lined gloves.
I cut up an article on written by John Paul Getty. And God, it's a bad thing to sue your own father. This was a rearrangement. It wasn't in the original text.
I'll see, yes.
And a year later, one
just
of his sons did
Don't
sue
Don't let
him.
Them cut you off.
I mean, it's just purely extraneous information. It meant nothing to me. I had nothing to gain on either side. We had no explanation for this at the time. It just suggesting that perhaps when you cut into the present, the future leaks out.
Hello? No, I looked everywhere.
But we simply accepted it and continued the experiment.
In the closet, on the armchair, on the table,
the
everywhere.
The next step
but
was cut-ups on the tape recorder. And
but
Brian
listen,
was the first
again,
to take this
sure
obvious step. Now, the first tape recorder cut-ups were a simple extension of cut-ups on paper.
Yes,
you record, there are many ways of doing these, but here's one way. You record, say, 10 minutes on the recorder.
Yes.
Then you spin the reel backwards or forwards, just like that, without recording. Stop at random and cut in a phrase. Now, of course, where you cut in that phrase, you've wiped out what's ever there, and you have a new juxtaposition. Now, how random is random?
I'd like you to say
we know so much that we consciously know that we know. That perhaps the cut-in was not random.
No.
The operator, on some level, knew just where he was cutting in. As you know, on some level, exactly where you were and what you were doing 10 years ago at this particular time. But if you couldn't, most of you could, there are a few freaks that can, make that knowledge consciously available. In the same way, while you're doing the tape, on some level, you know just exactly where your words are.
I raise no objection.
So cut up puts you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
I'm perfectly willing to subject that record to the
Now, of course,
of
this procedure on the tape recorder produces new words by alter juxtaposition. Just as new words are produced by cut-ups on paper. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder. Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head. Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Oh, good.
Now, here are some tapes which Brian made with all the technical facilities of the BBC in London. And they show, I think, what can be done with a human voice and one phrase.
Are you going to bed already?
I'm merely making this request in order to provide
so
a safeguard which will guarantee fair play and justice. Nor am I attempting in any way
Hello?
To put any pressure of any kind.
Oh, but I am speaking very loud. Can you hear
me? Members of your committee.
I said, can you hear me? I can hear you as clearly as if you were in the room.
Your refusal to even consider
Hello? How do you like that now? I can't hear you. Yes, but you sound so far away. You can hear me. We each get a turn. No, don't hang up. Hello, I'm speaking, operator. I'm still speaking. Hello? Oh, I can hear you now.
Why, certainly.
Yes, it was terrible. It was like being dead. You hear and you can't make yourself heard. No, very, very well.
My name's
it's so rarely that they let you talk for such a long time.
Yeah,
usually they cut you off after 3 minutes.
I've read about your career with
and then connect you with the wrong number, sure.
In a certain sense, we pursued the same line of endeavor as did my companions.
I can hear you now better than before.
Oh, may I present Torquemada, Inquisitor General of the Spanish Inquisition?
I am honored, sir. I am very happy
really
to make your acquaintance,
like your
Mr.
Telephone.
Torquemada.
And this is another distinguished member of our profession, so to speak.
I can see you,
Mr.
know.
Mr. Martin Mather, formerly of Salem, Massachusetts.
I bid you welcome, sir.
Martin Mather, well, this is a privilege.
The red
and
one.
This gentleman is the distinguished jurist, Baron George Jeffreys.
How do you do, Judge?
Your servant, sir.
Leaning.
I see his lordship's name towards, is not as familiar to you as that of Torquemada Mather.
You have your sleeves rolled up.
His lordship's name would have been instantly
your left hand, the receiver. Your right hand, your fountain pen. Your drawing on the pad. Profiles, hearts, stars. You're laughing. I have eyes instead of ears. Oh, my darling. Oh, no. Don't look at me. Afraid. Oh, I'm not afraid. Much worse. I'm no longer used to sleeping alone.
Well, I'm really flattered by this visit, gentlemen. Of course,
yes.
I'm not really in yet. I understand
promise.
Got to be investigated first.
Yes.
I'd like to ask
avoid looking in the mirror. I don't dare to put on the light in the dressing room.
The committee has already met in executive session.
Yesterday, I found myself staring into the face of an old woman.
You seem to know a great deal about it.
That's hardly surprising.
No,
sir.
A thin old lady with white
you
hair,
are?
Full
we have
of wrinkles.
On it for a considerable length of time. I assume there won't be any obstacles to my entry.
It's a nice thing to say, well, darling. A remarkable face is
you,
the worst of all. That's for actors.
You constitute a majority of the committee?
Yes. However, we
I liked it better when you used to say, look at this ugly little mug. Yes, sir.
We, of course, play no small part in influence.
I was joking. Don't be
silly. The gatekeeper has never, to my knowledge, used his veto.
And you gentlemen see
but thank
eye to eye
you're clumsy and you love me. If you were clever and didn't love me, the telephone could be a dreadful weapon.
I don't want to embarrass you,
but a weapon that makes no noise, that leaves no traces.
Find Titus Oates, an enemy of popery, in complete agreement with Torquemada, the founder of the Inquisition.
Hello? Well taken, sir.
Hello?
Hello,
darling. Where are you?
Passez-moi, Monsieur Tato.
Oh.
Si, trouvez-le. J'attendrai.
Oh. Hello, operator. Operator, I've been cut off. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yes, wait a minute. Auteuil 47.
Le voilà. Parfait, passez-le-moi.
Engaged? Oh.
Docteur, c'est toi?
Hello, operator. Well, he's calling me back. All right.
Emile est en haut.
To which agents of this foreign power have infiltrated
no.
Spreading their noxious doctrine and enlisting the aid of unsuspecting...
Hello?
But
047?
How have these subversive elements managed to enter?
No, not 6-7.
The
gatekeeper.
In my considered opinion... Speaking as one trained in jurisprudence...
Hello, operator. You gave me the wrong number. You gave me 6.
Why has he been permitted to remain in his present high position of trust?
For some time now, we've been considering ways and means of exposing the gatekeeper and forcing
his
resignation.
Hello?
I've hesitated to do so
is this
until a man could be found...
Oh,
Joseph.
Is that you?
Gentlemen. Surely
this
you don't
is madam.
There is no doubt.
Yes,
you are
I was disconnected while I was talking.
I am honored.
You...
But I am, after all, a newcomer. Surely one of you
yes.
would be better qualified.
But, yes,
you're
he's
familiar
not
with the local
tonight.
Political situation. You've studied the available evidence.
Of course,
evidence.
I was silly of me. He
phoned
me from
the
restaurant and we were cut off, so I got
you
his number.
We have a man who can bring
excuse
to
me,
the
Joseph. Yes,
work.
Thanks very much. Good night.
Compared to you, sir, we are mere untutored novices. We bow to your superior knowledge and experience.
Il est parfait pour moi.
Gentlemen, I cannot find the words
to
express my feelings of humble gratitude at the signal honor you're conferring upon me.
Then you accept. In that case, we prepare...
Just a minute, Judge. Seems to me this undertaking of ours is not without certain dangers.
We can expect to rouse some disapproval.
Oh, darling,
and even
is it you?
Opposition.
Yes, we were cut off.
No,
I was waiting.
Thinking of the lower levels of the administration there.
Yes, the phone rang. I answered, but there was no one there. Certainly.
Frankly.
Absolutely.
We have no fear.
You're sleeping.
Hello.
Rest assured, sir, we will have a free hand.
It's good of you to call back. Very good.
Votre frère.
In all humility,
naturellement qu'il est là, votre frère.
No, I'm here.
Il est là, mais...
What?
Il est dans la salle de bain.
I'm sorry.
Je vais l'appeler.
Up here. Emile! There's nothing the matter with
me. Emile!
There's nothing wrong, it's the same.
Quoi?
By persons in high
tu
places
peux pas venir.
Who may be implicated no. by these facts.
Nothing Charles. Wrong, you're mistaken.
And I shall not Hello. Cease.
The same so as a while ago. Oh, you see, you talk and you talk. You don't think that you have to stop and hang up and fall back into...
Je suis sûr qu'il est là. Vous êtes Paul Simon. Naturellement qu'il est là. Ah, c'est pas de ma faute si...
Listen, my love, I never lied to you. Yes,
ta sœur trouve que tu pourrais te
I know,
déranger.
I believe you. I'm sure of it. No, no, it isn't that.
Ah,
of course, I just
choisi.
Lied.
Yes, non, a little while il est dans ago. L'eau, il prétend rester dans l'eau.
But just
Vous
now on the phone for a quarter of an hour, I've been telling you lies.
La garce.
The present time exercise and doing several things at once. There's a plane overhead.
And
play part of an old take here while I get Mr. Peter Udall out of the crowd.
Charges concerning the fitness of a certain member of this committee to sit in judgment upon me or any applicant.
That is a very serious charge.
Chairman, may I suggest you ask me against whom these charges are being preferred?
Yes. Against whom are you preferring these charges?
I bring these charges, which are proven. I have no doubt that they will be fully substantiated. In which event, the member of the committee who has been found to be derelict in his duty should be removed from this committee. I think you'll agree to that, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly. Any member to serve on this committee will not be allowed to come into the cinema. But will you please state against whom you are bringing these charges?
Against the chairman of this committee, the gatekeeper.
You charge me with unfitness? That is preposterous.
Mr. Chairman.
It's ridiculous. It's completely
Mr. Chairman.
The applicant will be seated, and the hearing in his case will proceed.
Mr. Chairman.
You are out of order.
Mr. Chairman.
You are out of order.
Mr. Chairman, I cannot accept that ruling. You stated just now, did you not? That any member of the committee who is proven to be unfit will be removed.
Yes, I did. However,
the statement carried the clear implication that charges of such a nature, in order to be proven or disproven, must first be fully heard.
Yes, in
and yet, when you learn that these charges are directed against yourself, you refuse arbitrarily to even hear these charges. Now I ask you, sir, was your first statement a true statement of the position of this committee with respect to the airing of charges of unfitness in connection with any member and his consequent removal from this committee in the event such charges were found to be true? And if it is true, then is your second statement to the effect that I am out of order in preferring charges against you consistent... This won't take me a moment. Consistent with the first statement alluded to? Or did you mean in your earlier statement to exclude yourself from the category of members against whom charges can be preferred? And if that was the meaning of the statement, upon what precedent do you base such a flagrantly improper ruling?
Well, I don't follow your question.
Oh, now, come, you know that's a perfectly simple question. Is your statement true? The statement that proven charges of unfitness would result in removal of the member concerned?
The first statement...
Or were you lying?
How dare you accuse me of lying?
Then it was true.
It was.
Then how do you reconcile it with your present position?
I merely stated...
You must realize that it cannot be reconciled. Unless, of course, you are deliberately creating a false impression.
I deny that. I was stating the truth.
I'm glad to hear you so positive about it. If, as you say, you are telling the truth, then you do not, in fact, you cannot refuse to consider charges against any member of this committee, including yourself.
That would seem to be...
I'm not asking you what it seems to be. I'm asking you to state the position of the chair. Are you refusing now to allow me to air these charges?
No, of course not. That would not be consistent. I concede that. But I am objecting on grounds of proper procedure. I am the chairman of this committee. You now propose to investigate me. Clearly, as long as I am in the chair, it would be most improper.
I agree completely.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Dr. O.
May I suggest that the matter would be expedited in the interests of propriety best served if you were to relinquish the chair temporarily while these charges are placed before the committee? Would this be satisfactory to the applicant?
I have no objection whatsoever.
Well, it's completely...
Mr. Mark, how did all this start? How did you get here in the first place? If you found conditions so distasteful here on planet Earth, why did you stay? Good questions. I mean, good questions, young man. Obviously, I am not omnipotent. My arrival here was an accident, a wreck. Ship came apart like a rotten undervest. The accident in which I lost my sight. I was the only survivor. The other members of the crew, well, you understand, sooner or later. So I decided to act sooner, and I have acted sooner ever since. If a man makes a certain amount of money by certain means, he will go on making more money by the same means, and so forth. Human activities are drearily predictable. It should now be obvious that what you call a reality is a function of these precisely predictable because
you think
isn't it a fact
that those were his exact words? You can get away with anything.
Well, he may have
now you're hedging, what Martin. Did he say it or didn't he? Yes or no? Pre-recorded biologic.
Yes, those words.
Did he also make a statement?
Obviously, a
did he also make a statement to the effect that he feels unable to cope with the disorganized state of the Immigration Service? And that he felt he should hand in his resignation?
That's true.
Well, that's true to
what
an extent.
To what extent? He complained about the disorganization of the service?
Yes.
And he made a statement about handing
what
in his resignation?
Yes, he did.
Then your answer to my previous question, which was, that's true to an extent,
question,
is not a completely truthful answer.
Well, if you want to put it that way.
I am putting it that way.
Look around.
Your answer to my question as to what extent the statement I attributed to the gatekeeper is true...
Should
have
been
just
heard
entirely
an
true.
With Mr.
I suppose
Mark.
It should have been.
Then you were lying.
No,
sir, I was not lying.
Not
to alert me, Inspector.
You send up
say
a space capsule.
Yes, I suppose I was.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
And reconsidering the question,
Mr.
then.
Mr. Martin has been called
take all the time you want for your answer.
Of a thousand.
You would say
lies.
That it is entirely and completely true that the gatekeeper made
well,
all the
didn't
statements
have time
attributed
for a thousand,
to him.
But I think
please answer
he
the question.
Did pretty well
yes.
In the time
yes,
allotted.
Yes, it is entirely true.
Sir, you've heard the testimony of the previous witness?
Yes.
Was his testimony true?
Well, I want to be fair.
I know very well that I haven't a chance, but lying won't help that. Besides, I don't like to lie to you. I can't. I don't want to lie to you, even for your own good. Don't lie. Nothing serious, darling. Don't be afraid. No. Only when I said what I was wearing And when I told you I'd had dinner with Marta.
Is grossly inefficient. I do not. Is it not possible?
I haven't had dinner. I'm not wearing my red dress. I have my coat on or my nightgown because waiting for your call, looking at the telephone, sitting down, getting up, walking back and forth, I started to go crazy, crazy. Then I put the coat on to go out to get a taxi to take me in front of your windows to wait.
How then did these
to wait for... I don't know what.
I deny that any subversive elements gained entry at all. I never said they did.
But we have certain undesirable elements
I'll answer everything, I swear.
Yours and yours alone. Yes, it would.
Here.
But I again deny such an
element.
I haven't possibly anything. Every applicant was under duty. I'm
Last night, I wanted to take a pill to go to sleep. I said to myself that if I took more of them, I'd sleep better. And then if I took all of them, I'd sleep without dreaming, without waking. I'd be dead. I took 12.
Most intensive scrutiny. All our investigations follow the
steps. Like a sledgehammer.
That is what
and I had a dream.
In other words,
I dreamed of everything just as it is. I woke up with a start, so happy because it was a dream.
When
I realized it was true,
but
I was alone, but my head wasn't on your shoulder. We weren't close together. I felt I couldn't. I couldn't.
There was no evidence that any of them were subversive.
You deny the possibility.
The
more complete investigation would have brought forth facts that would have possibly exposed their affiliations with the foreign power.
It was taking so long.
Do you deny that possibility?
I cannot
answer such a question. No one can.
I didn't have the courage to die alone.
I cannot deny it. I neither deny it nor admit it.
Can you deny it?
No matter how many times you ask,
it was 4 o'clock in the morning. She brought the doctor lives in her apartment. I had a fever of over 101. It seems it's difficult.
Can you deny such a possibility?
She stayed with me until tonight. I begged her to leave because you said that you would call me one last time.
I was afraid
that she'd keep me from talking.
No.
No, I'm all right now. Very much so. Yes, that's
true. Chairman, members of the committee.
It's like fever.
In view of the admission of gross inefficiency by the gatekeeper, in view of the fact that he cannot deny there's
a possibility
that subversive persons
in peace, to say goodbye
likely to be agents
tomorrow.
Of a foreign power
I am
by
stupid.
Taking advantage
yes, I,
of the gatekeeper's
yes,
laxness.
Yes, stupid.
If indeed it is mere laxness and not deliberate and treasonable coddling of such persons, have succeeded in infiltrating up here for the purpose of undermining our way of life. In view of these facts, this committee has no alternative but to reopen for complete and thorough investigation. A number of cases.
I protest. Specifically, this is a deliberate attempt to discredit the immigration service.
I
insist
that we
proceed with the regular business of the committee.
You know, sometimes when we were in bed and I had my head on its little place with my ear against your chest and you were talking, I could hear your voice just as it is now over the phone. Coward. Oh, no, but I am the coward. I had sworn... You. But you've given me only happiness. But darling, please.
Si tu me dis que tu vas t'acheter une boîte d'allumettes, c'est pour tu vas prendre un bug et vice versa.
But since I knew, I expected it. Many women think that they are living their lives near the men they love and they learn of the break without any warning, but I knew.
Ne dis pas non, ne jure pas sur ta mère, je t'ai vu.
At the dressmakers in the magazine,
I saw her
picture. In which permanent entry has been granted, wide open on that very page.
There's
evidence of disloyalty, or rather, feminine
potential.
Because I didn't want to spoil our last weeks. Don't make me sound better than I am.
Socrates, what is your occupation?
Hello? I hear music. I said, I hear music.
Concerning your activities,
accusation has been made against you.
Well, you should knock on the wall and stop those neighbors from playing the gramophone at such an hour.
Is an evildoer and a curious person who searches.
They've developed bad habits because you never stay at home.
And he makes the worst.
No, don't bother. Marta's doctor is coming again tomorrow. No, no, darling. He's a very good doctor. There's no reason to hurt his feelings by calling another one. Don't worry.
Exhorting anyone I meet after my manner and convincing
of course she'll let you know.
Witness will ask the question.
Yes, I understand.
Is this accusation true? And if so,
besides
are
this
you still
time, I'm brave. Really brave.
I do nothing but go about.
Oh, yes, a thousand times better.
Young and old alike.
If you hadn't called, I would have died.
But first, in
no.
No,
no, no, no, no. Wait. Oh, wait, wait. Let's find a way.
Oh, money and every other good of man, public as well as private. This is my teaching. And if this is the doctrine which corrupts
no.
Me, oh, you
you must understand me. I'm in agony. I'm in agony. This wire is the last thing that links us.
You know that's unless you're responsible
to the question, the
I want to bed with the no, no, my bed.
I have to die.
Yes, I know I'm ridiculous, but I had it in bed because after all we're bound together by the phone. It goes to your house.
And
then I had that promise of your last call. Then imagine how many little dreams I've had. The wires seemed to be strangling me. Then I found myself at the bottom of the sea that looked like the apartment, you know, Turk. And I was linked to you by the tube of a diving suit. And I was begging you not to cut the air off. But you know, stupid dreams that sound silly when you tell them that when you're asleep, they are real and terrible. Because you're speaking to me. For 5 years, I have lived for you. You've been the very air I live. I've spent my time waiting for you, thinking you're dead if you're late. Dying myself when I think you're dead. Becoming alive again when you come in. And when you're finally with me, dying with fear that you might leave.
Please state your full name.
Hello!
My name?
No, I'm all right because you're speaking to me. But my dream wasn't so foolish. If you cut the conversation, you cut the air.
Hand you a pamphlet written by one Karl Marx. Now, you wrote this pamphlet, didn't you, Marx?
I slept because it was the first time.
You deny that you wrote this pamphlet?
Intoxication, the first night one sleeps. Suffering distracts, it's new, one bears.
You know you wrote this. It's
what's unbearable is the second night, yesterday, and the third, tonight, in a few minutes, and tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, and days and days doing what, my God?
I am Karl Marx, the watchmaker.
Just a moment.
I have no fear, not in the least. I see clearly. It would have been better if I had the courage to tell you lies.
Mr. Marx,
well, even if I do
some
sleep,
confusion
and dreams,
as to whether or not
well,
the
then waking and getting up and eating
right
and dressing
Marx.
And going out. Going
The witness
where?
Is excused for the time being. Do not leave the hearing room.
My poor darling, I've never had anything but you.
Mr. Oates, do we have another witness?
Well, I was always busy with
all right.
You.
Please
for you.
Your full name.
Thomas Jeffers.
Occupation. Marta's life is organized.
Did you engage in any other occupation?
It's as if you asked a fish to arrange his life without water.
I'm not referring to that.
Is it not
a fact
that
you're an actor?
And
in fact, you're one of the leaders of a movement.
I'm going to confess something that isn't very poetic, but it's true. Since that memorable Sunday evening, I've been distracted only once at the dentist when it touched a nerve in my tooth. Hello.
Come on now, Tom.
Yes. Hello. For 2 days, he's refused to leave the hall. Well, I've tried to call him, to pat him. He won't let me near him. A little more and he'd bite me. Yes, yes, me. He snarls and growls. He's another dog. He frightens me.
In a letter to a Mr. Williams, Stephen
I'm telling
Smith.
You, he won't let me come what? Near him. Marta had all the trouble in the world getting out. He
what
wouldn't let her open the door.
What ever existed a century and a half
yes,
without...
that would be wiser, dear. He frightens
liberty
me. He won't eat me, won't move. When he looks at me, I get
pissed.
How should I know? Perhaps he thinks I've done something bad to you.
Did you or did you not make that statement?
If you did, do you still subscribe to those views?
If there be any among us who wish to dissolve this union,
he no longer sees you come in. He thinks it's my fault.
Let them stand undisturbed as monuments of the safety with which error of opinion may be tolerated, where reason is left free to combat it.
Who are you trying to kid, Tom?
More or less,
I've asked you a simple question. Why don't you cooperate with this committee? Are you opposed to work with this committee?
Don't you think this committee
has a right to expose subversives like this Socrates? Now, where do you stand,
If you don't want him, I'll put him in the camp. It's useless to let him get sick and become a bad dog.
For himself, to
he won't bite anyone if he's with you. He'll love those you love.
Or their case may, by change of circumstances, become his own.
I mean, he will love those with whom he
lives. In his own case, to give no example of concession, betraying the common right of independent opinion by answering questions of faith which the laws have left between God and himself.
I've been shameless before him. God knows what
I think it's a waste of time to question this witness any further.
Perhaps he no longer
recognizes me. Unless the committee has some questions.
Perhaps I follow
him. No question.
I never know.
Mr. Jefferson.
Just the opposite.
Is the ruling of this committee that pursuant to Section 28A, Article 4B, Paragraph 2 of the Internal Security Regulations,
you
be handed over to an officer of the Immigration Service?
Her red giant, her head hit the ceiling and she had hands everywhere and her shadow filled up the room, and she was frightful. No, I beg your pardon. No. Just like her dog, it hid under the dresser and barked as if
Karl Marx. Is this the right Karl Marx this time?
I don't know. I'm not myself. I must have done some terrible thing.
Your name is Karl Marx?
Imagine I tore the package of photographs at one time without even knowing it. Even for a man, that would
have been.
I'll
ask you if you are the author.
Oh, no.
The ones for the passport.
You deny it?
I am not a writer.
But you are Karl Marx.
I don't need a passport anymore.
But I'm Karl Marx, the piano tuner.
There's obviously a misunderstanding here. Witnesses excused temporarily.
Thank you.
I was
Mr. Oates, let's try to have this cleared up before our next session.
Never. I had the good luck of meeting
you
quite probably.
Yes,
if I were to travel again, I might
proceed.
Have the bad luck of meeting
Please
you again.
State your full name.
John Milton.
Occupation? Poet.
Don't insist.
Have you ever engaged in any other activity, Mr. Milton?
Hello.
For a short time, I was left secretary
Madam,
to the Lord
ring
General
off.
Trump.
We're on the same party now.
I don't Hello? Think that's quite accurate.
No, but please, madam, we...
Would it not be more accurate to say
no,
that you were...
trying to be interesting.
One of the chief propagandists for a man who led a bloody revolution...
To get off the
later
line.
Became a ruthless dictator... Is that a fact, Mr.
Well, if you find us ridiculous, why
that
don't you hang up and not waste your time?
Not poetry. Poetry was the sideline, wasn't it? You wrote political pamphlets,
darling.
Didn't you?
My darling.
I did but prompt the age to quit their clogs by the known rules of ancient liberty.
Oh, well.
When straight a barbarous noise environs me of bowels
and this time it's me.
Cuckoos,
I touched the receiver.
Asses,
she rang off
as
soon as she made that
Strike
nice
that from the record. Now, you won't get anywhere, Milton, by insulting the members of this committee.
But darling, this woman
Now, we're giving you an opportunity
she
to clear yourself.
You.
Why don't you play ball with John?
She thinks you're like other men.
Why are you trying to protect this two-bit general?
No.
The man who was a disgrace to his uniform?
It's not the same thing at all.
Now, if you wrote these pamphlets on Cromwell's order, we can understand that.
Sorry for what?
We understand you had some personal...
Don't think any more of that foolishness. It's all over.
We needed the money. We don't wish to pry into your personal affairs, John. This isn't one of those star chambers like they used to have in your time.
It makes no difference.
Just
tell
us
day
where
before
you stand
yesterday, I
in
met.
Your own words.
Give me the liberty to know.
I met the person
to utter and
begins
to argue
with
freely,
S.
according to conscience,
B-S.
Above all liberties.
You know?
And though all the winds of doctrine were let loose to play upon the earth,
she
so true
whether
be in the
right.
field.
Was
we do
injuriously
by licensing and prohibiting to misdoubt her strength.
What could I tell
Let her and falsehood grapple.
The truth.
Who ever knew truth? Put to the worst in a free and open encounter. Her is the best and surest solace.
I said that I had company
for who knows not that truth is strong next to the Almighty?
It's very simple. People think
she needs no policies, no stratagems, no licensing to make her victorious.
Didn't want to lose a minute of our
Those are the shifts and defenses that error uses against her power.
It makes no difference to me. They can say
Give
whatever they want.
Give her but room. And do not bind
well,
her when she sleeps.
Most people can't understand the situation.
Well, there's no doubt where you stand, Jack.
But with most people,
he's
it's
saying
either
the same thing as Jefferson fellows said. All these fellows say the same thing.
Actually, they say the same thing. They're part of the same conspiracy.
But you'll never make them understand.
John Milton, it is the ruling of this committee that pursuant to Section 28A, Article 4B, Paragraph 2 of the Internal Security Regulations, that you be handed over to an officer of the Immigration Service
completely
for the purpose of deportation from up here to down there.
Mommy, I talk and I talk. I think we're talking as usual, and then suddenly the truth hits me.
Who is the next witness, Mr. Oates?
Well, why try to fool ourselves?
Well, let's hope we've got the right one this time.
Yes.
Now then, your name is Karl Marx.
Before we used to see each other,
our promises, pamphlet,
risk the impossible.
And ask you if that is your name on the title page.
That is my name, Karl Marx.
Then you are the Karl Marx. You're the man who wrote this.
Oh, no, no.
And you've just admitted that your name is on this pamphlet. Do you not deny that statement?
No. Oh, no. That is my name there, Karl Marx. But I am not a writer. I am Karl Marx, the pastry chef.
Pastry chef. Now, just a minute. This is going too far. One of you Karl Marxes is lying.
I wouldn't even know what to buy,
Just a moment.
They may be brothers.
Where would I get the strength to invent a lie?
There is some doubt in the minds of the members of this committee as to whether we have the real Karl Marx here. The committee wishes to be fair. We don't want innocent people to suffer. However, security is the paramount issue. It is therefore the ruling of this committee.
No, I didn't say
that all persons by the name of Karl Marx be deported from up here to down there, pursuant to Section 28A, 4B, Paragraph 2 of the Internal Security Regulations.
Why are you angry? Of course you are. Your voice is
William Lyon Mackenzie.
I simply say that if you were to see me,
Let the farmer leave his husbandry, the mechanic his tools, and pour forth your gallant population, animated by the pure spirit of liberty.
Let him call me.
Be firm and collected. Be determined. Be united. Never trifle with your rights. Strive to strike corruption at its roots.
We were cut off.
To encourage a system calculated to promote peace and happiness. To secure as our inheritance the tranquil advantages of civil and religious freedom, general content, and easy independence.
Francois Marie Arouet de Voltaire.
Liberté of thought is the life of the soul.
John Stuart Mill.
I've never had a time. Yes, it's like being crossed suddenly
there are seven. If all mankind minus one were of one opinion, and only one person were of the contrary opinion,
Yvonne,
mankind would be no more justified in silencing that one person than he, if he had the power, would be justified in silencing mankind. We can never be sure that the opinion we are endeavoring to stifle is false opinion. And if we were sure, stifling it would still be evil.
Martin Luther.
It is neither safe nor prudent to do aught against conscience. Here stand I. I cannot do otherwise.
Baruch Spinoza.
Thomas Paine.
Oliver Cromwell.
Giuseppe Garibaldi.
Victor Hugo.
Abraham Lincoln.
Here, down there.
How are you this morning, Johann Schleich?
Right there,
thank you. Out of habit, I don't know.
I'm not.
I have taken the liberty to ask him to resign.
We have played this play with my
I think he's a fine musician, but we must be realistic.
No,
there have been so few rumors. I don't believe them, of course.
Hurry.
Go
ahead.
Certain political
hang up. Hang up.
And even
hang
up. The guidance of the population.
I loved you. I loved you.
The revolutionary atheist. Well, I thought it would be safer not to be associated, you know, just until this blows over. And now, the quartet.
How can we play the quartet? There are only three of us.
I have invited someone to take Chopin's place. A fine pianist, a great musician.
Who? Little?
No, 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 no. He was a friend of Chopin.
Schubert?
Oh.
He was a friend of Liszt.
Whom did you invite?
Otto Schmidt.
Otto Schmidt?
I have never heard of him.
That is exactly why I have chosen him. No one has ever heard of him.
Pardon me, sir. That door is locked.
But this is my laboratory. It has never been locked before.
Sorry, sir. Orders.
But I've engaged an important trick, sir.
My orders are that you are to be refused admittance.
Why?
You're a security risk. I'm sorry, Mr. Galileo.
But my research project...
That has been taken over by someone else.
Taken over? By whom?
Professor Schmink.
Oh, blithe newcomer, I have heard. I hear thee and rejoice, O cuckoo. Shall I call thee bird? Or but a wandering voice?
May I express our gratitude to you, Mr. Wordsworth, for gracing our poet. And now, we are privileged to hear some new poems by the author, Percy Bysshe Shelley,
preamble
of our most distinguished your pardon,
the French sit there with marble-like faces and listen intently. Hitler and Goering glance at the green tabletop. We see Hitler stand up, salute stiffly with hand upraised. Then he strides out of the Goering room, followed by Goering, General Brockett, Grand Admiral Rader is there,
In fact,
the first
Mr.
of the
Shelley
two-day sessions
has been dropped from membership in the poet's circle.
Clearing in the forest.
May
in
I also say at this time that any opinions expressed
down
by
conditions.
Mr. Shelley
we were
in
the only
course
people
of his association with our circle
embarrassingly
did
long
not
hours
reflect the views of the other
of
members.
Report that the French had signed the armistice.
Now then, to continue.
And that was due to, as are so many
place,
scoops in journalism,
a newcomer to,
to
our
a piece or two of very good luck.
And
all the other
poet,
foreign correspondents, including the Americans, the newspaper people, had flown back to Berlin that day because Hitler had said that the armistice news would come from him. I took a chance and stayed at Compiègne. The armistice was signed at 6:50 p.m., and I think I went on the air at 7. And I assume it was being recorded in Berlin. But what happened, somebody in Berlin forgot to pull the switch, and it went straight out from Berlin on the German shortwave center to New York.
Johann Sebastian Bach,
Richard Bach, because Hitler did not release the news of the armistice for 6 hours. And I remember, I think later on I had a feedback
that you out?
New York, and I
heard come in.
Elmer Davis.
I must talk to you. I've just been going over the list of tomorrow's witnesses. Small potatoes.
Exciting news,
can't we jazz
but,
the hearing
no
up
confirmation
with a few names? I don't want them to think we're scraping the bottom of
the voice
barrel.
Of William L. Shirer.
What's the matter with you, Oates?
John Daly, whom we then called John Charles Daly, broadcast for CBS in the 30s from Washington. Then with the creation of that great dividing line of our times, the start of hostilities, he made his permanent home here in New York in this Studio 9. It was here that he made his now famous broadcast on December 7th, 1941.
I was standing out there in the newsroom, looking over the machines. Came in.
Your legs, Oates.
Pearl Harbor announcement.
No, I don't
hit.
Like to be kept waiting.
And I came in and broke into the Philharmonic concert and announced
that Mr. Oates is a member
Pearl
of my staff. I will not have a member of my staff spoken to in that fashion. I don't care who you are. You don't?
The
interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
What do you want?
Staff sitting around this table and they
are you giving me orders?
Going out and picking up everything.
Apparently you have some holdover oaths which you're not running, Mike Whitty. Do you think you can put pressure on me?
Involved the character making those Pearl Harbor, getting the
down there. I will make no deals. You don't know what's been going on.
In the area. And we just kept the air and kept on reporting everything that came through. It doesn't, in the context of all that's done these days, perhaps sound very revolutionary, but for that time, it was. The concept was to just take over a whole network of operations. Give the broadest and widest coverage of the story that they were on. In those days, it was a revolutionary concept.
John Daly also broadcast the news on that April day in 1945.
Adventure on the American frontier with the Weston family and Daniel Boone in the exciting days following the American Revolution.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage. All we know so far is that the president died at Warm Springs in Georgia.
I think it's the impact on me probably as great as it would be most of my own White House correspondent. I've been here for 3 or 4 years. In that wonderful form of atmosphere, I've existed in those days. Just be more than just a drone zone. Wherever Franklin Roosevelt might be present, that hard core of criminal correspondents. And we all were fine.
John Daly recalling the day that was so hard to believe. Charles Collingwood joined CBS News in London not long after the war began. He broadcast his way through the Blitz on London, then the beginning of the march back to the continent of Europe, the invasion of North Africa, American troops going into the western end of the Mediterranean South Shore as General Montgomery's British Army chased the Germans from the eastern end. And when the Allies sailed from England for the coast of France, Charles Collingwood was there.
I am the chairman of this committee. I will decide who is to be investigated.
But you should have consulted the members of the committee before.
The subpoena has already been issued.
You must quash it.
There is no point in further discussion.
There is still time.
The subpoena will not be quashed.
This is madness.
You cannot investigate this.
You've gone too far. There is no one so high as to be immune from investigation where there's the slightest...
There is no greater power.
This committee is a greater power. I am a greater power.
But he is the chief.
No, I am the chief. I am the chief.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Beautiful. Glad to see you back on the job, sir.
Thank you, Martin. It's good to be back. Well, it's all over and done with. Now we've got to look ahead. We're going to have our work cut out for us. All these people to be relocated. Oh, dear, when I think of the paperwork alone. Oh, Martin, I have an interesting assignment for you. I think you're going to enjoy it.
A relocation?
No. A deportation.
I see.
Here is the file, and let us hope this is the last deportation we shall ever have.
Mr. Business Officer,